Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Hello. The 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. Here we go.
Hello.
I talk into this and look into that.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I talk into this and look into that.
No, other way.
No, the other way. It was a joke.
Kyle.
Anyway, everyone's here. There's Gandhi and Brody and Scary.
Scary's doing that thing with his chin.
And there's Garrett. And there's Nate. And is Scotty in here?
Yeah, I'm right here.
And there's...
Where's Scotty? Scary, oh, there he is.
Scary's doing that thing.
Can I say something?
Hey, why do you do that thing with your chin? He does this.
I have to talk into this mic. I hate my angle when I'm standing up and my camera's below my chin because it makes me look like I have five chins. Normally, I'm sitting down like this and I'm like, hey, guys.
Well, then just stay down there. Stay down there.
I'm crouching.
Get your squats in today. That'll be great.
So I'm going to have to stand back like this.
It's hidden chin crouching scary. All right, well, look. If you're wondering why there's a 25 behind me, we're still celebrating our 25th year of excellence.
Yes.
That's what you call it.
What, Nate?
Well, speaking of Scary's chin, what is the one part of your body that you wish you could change?
The whole fucking thing.
One?
One?
Oh,
okay,
gosh.
What is the number one part of your body?
The whole thing.
The whole thing.
Oh, come on.
I'd like to start with a new head.
Stop.
I will tell you, I can give you a zone.
Yeah.
From my kneecaps to my tits.
Okay.
That's a big zone.
And everything in between?
It's a zone.
Okay.
I would do from my waist to my inner thighs.
Okay.
Like that area.
I would do.
Do you like your tits then?
Yeah, four of my five chins can go, and then below the tits to the waist. You can fix that up too.
So you're into your tits too?
Yeah. No, I'll leave the tits alone. That's fine. Okay. I don't mind.
Okay. I already did my tits. Yeah.
You know, Brody?
You know the skin on the bottom of your feet? Like that, right? The bottom of your feet skin? Everything above that.
Mm. Oh, like, okay. Brody,
just everything above that. Right in there.
Okay. That's not true. He's being honest.
Yeah.
Okay. I hate that we're shaming our bodies this way. We're canceling ourselves.
See, I've got this little neck waddle thing.
Oh,
I wish
shut
that
it.
Could go too. How do those get, like, you see those guys, like, what's it, Jared Padalecki, the guy, or yeah, he was on Vampire Diaries, and he's got that jaw that is just like,
oh, right. Yes. Oh,
square jaw. Square
I saw
jaw.
A device on what? Instagram that supposedly you can buy, and it'll turn your jaw square.
Really?
Really?
I'm sure it works. I
can
saw
you
it on
send me the link?
Sure.
Isn't
yeah,
it like charcoal with, like, you got to chew on it or whatever? It's like
I don't know what it is, but they were like, look at him before, look at him after.
That's
square
a crock
jaw.
Of shit.
I know it is.
No, go see my, you know, it's almost time for me to go back to my,
Two for one?
Yeah, my faceologist. What are they called?
Plastic surgeon?
My plastic surgeon. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, remember when I had my plastic surgery done? It was a miracle.
Oh, wow.
And then now it's all kind of falling down.
I don't think so. It still looks good.
Do you remember when you sent me the pictures and your face was all swollen? And it looked, you looked like some sort of Dick Tracy character.
I did. I did.
I have another body part. Wait,
can you hear him? He's so
no.
Far away.
Yeah,
wow,
I can hear him.
What's scary? I have another body part I'd like to add to the list.
What?
My nose. I have a Roman nose. I'm Italian.
It's and then, Roman here and it's Roman there.
Yes, exactly. But when you do this, you do a profile. it looks like a big schnoz.
No, it doesn't.
I don't think you have a big
schnoz. Do that
schnoz.
Again.
No,
it doesn't at all, actually. No way.
I have a little schnozzy thing.
Hold on. I'm trying to look up. Nah.
I've got a bump on my nose, too.
You know, this is really not a body positivity podcast.
Danielle's got the perfect nose.
Yes, because I pay good money
she
for it.
She paid a lot of money.
Got a good nose.
Look how cute it is.
It's so cute.
It's beautiful.
That's a $15,000 nose if I've ever seen it.
Right.
Danielle had I have a deviated septum surgery.
You know that.
She told everyone when she's like, I had a deviated septum.
From
that's
all
why.
The your years of cocaine abuse. But I don't have a septum anymore.
Why is it when people get a nose job, they use that excuse? Because one of our friends did the whole deviated septum thing. You're like, you're 38 years old. If it hasn't bothered you by now, it's not going to just fucking admit you're getting a nose job.
You remember what happened after I got the nose job. I told you the story. So I was so excited because I was doing theater at the time and I saw my profile in the newspaper the year before and I'm like, oh, I hate it. I'm going to get it next year when I do the theater. I'm going to have a beautiful profile. I was so excited. I fucking got cast as Pinocchio the following year and I had to wear a prosthetic in the newspaper. You son of a bitch.
You couldn't even show off your nose.
Surgery for deviated cleavage, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I don't hear Froggy enough. We need more Froggy.
No.
Where is he? Oh, there he is.
What'd you say, Frog?
No, I told you. I want a new head I mean, there's a couple other things I'd like, but I'd really like to just start over with a new head. I would have better hair. I wouldn't have a brain that had been all jacked around on for two times. I mean, I want to start there. I'm sure there's other things I could use, but.
What about you, Scotty B?
I would also like to get rid of my tits, and I just want a six-pack without doing anything.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
oh,
what about nice. You, Garrett?
My ears.
Your ears?
What's 100... wrong with your ears?
It goes back to childhood when I was called Dumbo and Will Smith because my ears didn't form to my head. Like, my ears were outweighing my head at that point.
Oh, could you, like, hear thoughts and stuff?
Well, yeah, that was another joke I heard between that and Garrett the Carrot. Like, I would change my name, too, at that point, too. My name and my ears.
Oh.
You know, I know somebody who had their ears pinned back as a child because their ears were sticking out, so they had surgery to pin them back.
Oh.
Are you ready to play a game called The Best Bobs in History?
Yeah!
Yay! Pow! Time for The Best Bobs in History.
Ellen DeGeneres' haircut?
Here we...
Oh, no.
That's not a bob.
Not a bob.
I'm not good with that.
It's more of a pixie.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
All right. He had... What's called the best reggae album of all time?
Bob Marley!
Bob Marley!
Okay. Scary, don't look over his shoulder and guess.
I'm not.
Okay. You did. I saw
Close
it.
Your eyes.
Legendary host of Price is Right?
Bob Barker!
Bob Barker!
Spay and neuter.
He had a painting show
Bob
on
Ross.
PBS.
Bob Ross.
Oh, the kids are still obsessed with him. Yep. He's like so popular.
This is boring.
Happy
I don't like
trees.
This game anymore.
Oh,
why?
Don't worry, be happy.
Come on, Bob Newhart.
Get to Bob Newhart. Scary, your eyes popped out your head right there.
Makeup artist and friend of ours.
Bob Newhart.
Considered scandalous as a haircut in the early
1900s. The Bob.
The Bob.
Thank you. Right.
Why are you popping up like a gopher? What's happening over there?
I was looking for the blindfold. But
where's in the butt Bob Eubanks?
In the butt Bob.
Yeah.
Bob Eubanks.
Why was it Bob Pittman on that list?
Oh, Bob Pittman. We love you, Bob. Yes. Why are you looking for a blindfold?
I was looking for a blindfold because you accused me of cheating. So that's why.
Hey, what is this in the trash can? Hold on. It's a pile of, I don't know if you can see this. It's like it from trail mix, but it's uneaten trail mix.
Sorry, because Skeery picked out all the M&Ms and left everything else in the garbage.
Yep. But look, we all love M&Ms. I get that, but you just throw out like thousands of pounds of trail mix just to get M&Ms?
Yeah, because I figured, you know what? I don't want to eat several different types of chemicals and things, so I just want to stick to my M&Ms. You know, it's got pure chocolate, you know what I'm saying?
At least you threw it away this time. You remember when you gave me the bag of rejected nuts? You're like, hey, what's you like frog? Walnuts?
This reminds me of when my friend Andy Burkhart used to come over to my house, and he would fucking hand jam all of our cereal and take all the shit that came in the free cereal and then leave the boxes open in the pantry. And my mom wanted to kill him. She hated him because he would always come and steal her shit.
I have to tell you something about Skeery. When he eats snacks, he eats like a squirrel.
Yes.
He's like this.
Yeah.
show him how you do it.
Then he stores it in his cheek for later.
Right. Let me get hungry later.
Yeah, what's
and
the matter?
He eats one M&M at a time.
I do too. That? I do too.
Because you eat.
That's I totally nuts. Do that. Right? No, right? I just like to savor it. I don't know why.
That's
and
insane.
Skittles, I eat one Skittle at a time, or only the same color Skittles together.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Only purple and purple.
You're psychotic.
I was talking earlier about Cutback Coach. It's not an app, but it's a texting program where you share with it your how many drinks you have, and it tries to give you a plan for the week.
Okay.
Like on Saturdays and Sunday fun day, it gives you more drinks. And then like Tuesdays are supposed to be drinkless days. Of course, we went out for dinner last night and I had three drinks.
Same.
So it's, hey, Elvis, how did it go yesterday? Reply zero if you stuck to your target. Okay, I'm going to put three because I had three.
I thought you were going to put zero on lock.
Drinks.
Magnums.
Okay, I had three total drinks. But the thing is, it keeps an eye on you. It tracks you, so you track your drinks. So this week... today, my target's supposed to be one drink.
Okay.
And then tomorrow, two. And then Friday, three. And then three. And then four on next Monday. They know I like to drink on Mondays.
Oh, they're letting you
so
get
how would you like... Do you know what it's like to have a friend who goes, huh, so you're going to have another drink?
Oh, so annoying. I almost did it to Nate today because he keeps saying that he gave up sugar. And then I looked over and he had a Twix and he had a Snickers. And I was waiting for him to open the Twix because I was going to run over and smack it out of his hand.
It was
and
just
he
sitting
didn't
there.
Ever do it. I know. He didn't do it.
I said that to a guy we used to work with. I was counting his drinks one night. We were out. And he goes, are you counting? I'm like, no. He goes, no, you're counting. He goes, I got an idea. Why don't you pull out your phone and count how many miles it is to walk home if you count how many drinks I have? I go, okay, never mind. Drink as much as you want.
I don't know. It is kind of irritating to have a friend go, oh, so you're going to have another one of those?
Right.
Remember when I was really, really large and I'd start to eat something and Danielle would go, you don't want that.
Because you would tell us, if I eat something, make sure you tell me. So I was telling you. You asked.
But you say it in an insulting way.
Well, maybe that's the only way to get
you. You can eat that?
It's the only way to get you. Sheldon does it to me at home all the time. He'll come up behind me, creeps up behind me, goes, what's that?
Mm-hmm.
I go, it's a piece of chocolate. Okay, and then he walks away.
Well, I learned my lesson with Elvis when we had those. Remember those cornbread crisps we had?
Oh, yeah. Oh, those were so good.
Oh God,
and I
so
opened
good.
A bag, and I was eating one. He goes, give me a cornbread crisp. And I'm like, no. He goes, why? I go, you told me to not give you any. He goes, give me one. I go, no, you said to not give you any. And then he finger gunned me like this. And then he says, verbatim, give me a motherfucking cornbread crisp.
I wanted one desperately. They're so good.
I have never, like, there's only like three other times I've seen you as serious and angry as you were at that moment.
Oh, you made me mad. Three?
Give me a motherfucking cornbread crisp.
I'll jack your motherfucker.
You finger gunned
me. The worst place to diet is Froggy's house. Because Lisa has candy bowls. I'm not even kidding you. everywhere. And you're just standing there having a conversation at, like, you know, the counter, and you're hand jamming everything because she's got it all there.
Why does she do that?
I don't know.
Let me tell you what I did the other day. I told her that I have put on some weight and I'm trying to lose a little weight. Can you do me a favor? Can you not bring home any more chocolate? She brings home a bag of Hershey's Kisses, a bag of chocolate covered almonds, Reese's Cups. I took every single one of them and I dumped them in the toilet.
Oh! You are a monster.
Rocky,
no,
that's
terrible. No, almonds are health food.
No, because
just like fried cauliflower.
No, because you know why? Because if we don't, I do not know how to eat Hershey's Kisses in moderation. I eat four or five at a time. I can't do it. I can't do it. And so
I eat 10. Yeah, 10 in one sitting. I will have the count the wrappers at the end.
The kisses make sense in the toilet, but not the Reese's Cups.
Froggy.
Nobody ate
again.
Them.
Why does Lisa do? Is that something her family did? I don't understand.
I don't know, but she does it for every holiday. I'm not sure. Valentine's Day, there's little bowls of little candy hearts all over the place.
I think it's hospitality.
Is she basically like decorating with candy?
Yes.
Okay. And you just so happen you eat it.
Can't you find something else to decorate with, Lisa? I love you, but come on.
Yeah, thank
you're killing
Danielle.
Me.
I just realized something. Can I change the subject for 2 seconds?
Oh, no, change it forever.
The way I'm sitting in the studio, and if you're watching this, you can see over my right shoulder is Froggy in my little window here, right? You can see the camera.
Yeah.
Well, you keep looking over here like you want me to say something. You're like, and then you go, Froggy. So I go, damn it, he's not talking to me.
Froggy's right over your head, right?
Right, so it looks like you're talking to me. I'm like, he wants me to say something. No, he doesn't.
We got to move Froggy's monitor over here.
Yeah, so.
We'll put him back here.
I like hearing Froggy, too, but you keep going, and I go, no.
Well, okay.
You move.
Well, you got two of me on camera.
Those are your chins.
Wow!
Oh my gosh,
I would be four.
He mentioned it before. I was just doing a callback.
This is the food room.
Are we done?
I wonder why I act like a prick to Brody.
You do.
No, I think Brody's getting back at you for all the prickness.
Yes, thank you, Danielle.
Because you are pretty pricky.
Your nose looks lovely.
You are pricky.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm not going to say anything else. I'm just going to check my text.
I think we're done.
Okay. What?
Mike Francesa?
Are we done?
I think we're done.
I mean, we could be.
Are we done, Frog?
We could be.
We're close, right, Frog?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, if someone actually enjoyed this podcast, I want to hear from you because I don't even know what the fuck we just did.
And I don't think
this was a funny one today.
I think Froggy's full of shit. We're not really done.
I have a great idea. Let's let the listeners tell us which body parts they want us to fix.
Oh, perfect.
No! No, I'm kidding. They do that to me all the time anyway.
If you're watching this on Instagram, comment under this.
No,
they
don't.
They pick on Gandhi all the time. I'm like, you fuckers, leave her alone.
You have Graves' disease.
I know.
Get the fuck out of here.
Bulge out of your head.
You should get that fixed. Oh my God, go to a doctor. I've done it. They're just big. I have big eyes.
You've got beautiful eyes. I love your eyes.
You are perfect. The other day I posted a picture, and you know sometimes I'll put in contacts. You guys also know me. I don't have really anything fake going on, but I like the contacts. Sometimes they add a little bit of color. These people are like, how dare you be ashamed of your face and try to change the color of your eyes? Why would you do that? I'm like, are you really sliding in here with that? Because I fucking
says the woman
like
who
that.
Bleaches her hair and then comments on your eyes.
Always. Right. Yeah. It's always that. Your fake boobs are over there, but I can't put contacts in. Look, I can move them right now. It's great.
Tell us why we suck. Leave a comment below.
That was a joke. Please don't.
Froggy, really, how much time do we have left?
Oh, we're done now.
Oh, okay. Are we really done now?
Are we really done?
We're actually 30 seconds over. Yeah, we're
done. Everyone wait. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thank you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.